It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we are in Staples with Pam Martin. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us today.
Well, I'm excited.
All right. Did you have your breakfast yet?
You know, I haven't, but I have it in mind what I'm going to have.
Are you excited about what
you're like
having?
Sounds like it.
I love breakfast. It's my favorite meal.
Okay. So what are you going to have?
There's these spinach patties from Costco called Dr. Prager's, and I absolutely love them, and I eat those with scrambled eggs.
Okay.
Whoa.
You know, I'm fully in support of everything you do in life, but some spinach patties do not sound good to me.
They're wonderful.
Really?
What's the thickness? They stack them and what?
It's kind of, I think it's like part hash brown and part spinach and really good seasoning. So
okay.
You like them.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so
yeah.
There's some potatoes in there,
something
too.
Something in it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll
I was
back
so
it conf- off.
I'm so shook up. What came after that? Eggs?
Yes. It's either that or a kale smoothie. So you choose.
I'm choosing for you right now. So
eggs.
I ran into something the last couple of weeks where we got some eggs, fresh eggs from somebody. I don't know if you use fresh eggs, do you, Pam? Like from the
Okay. From the
All right.
Co-op.
So this is the first time this has ever happened. I went through a dozen eggs. And every one of them broke before they hit the pan.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I mean, I'm very good at cracking. It had nothing to do with the depth of the crack, but I just want to
think. Very good at cracking.
It did nothing to do with the depth of the crack.
What?
That's beautiful. That is poetry.
It has something to do with the chickens, I imagine.
I bet they were a little lighter.
Something, because I've never experienced that my whole life.
So then you did scrambled instead, or what?
Yeah, or just, you know, what do you call it? Broken, just flip that sucker.
Sure, that works.
Hard,
any
I guess you call
good.
That.
Yeah,
I know, but sometimes you anticipate and want a beautiful yolk, especially when they're fresh.
This is supposed
to be
chickens. About Pam now, John. Okay, come
well,
on,
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. What kind of beverage, Pam? What kind of beverage?
Water. I'm boring.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I that shook Heidi up.
Wow, that I really up. Thought and, we could have
and
a lifelong
I
friendship,
Pam.
You what?
Irish breakfast tea.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's a little, I can handle that a little more. I really thought we were going to be friends, but I didn't hear the word coffee, so.
So, Pam, when you pour that glass of water, because I drink a lot of water, I'm not really a coffee person at all, are you concerned about the glass that you use? I am.
I like a glass, not a
Okay, yeah, you
glass.
Won't drink it out of a coffee mug or something unless you really are in a tough bind.
I agree.
Yeah. See, Heidi, you don't understand. You just drink coffee all the time.
You
and
don't
when
drink
you
water.
When you
water
drink
bottle.
Coffee, you're thinking about that mug. And I was just wondering. Sometimes the tall, slender glass feels good for water, but they're just a little bit harder to clean.
What?
That's getting way too particular.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh my
gosh. But Pam, another trend that I'm noticing, and I don't know if Heidi, you have as well, but. We've been doing What's for Breakfast for many years. It used to be a guarantee that somebody always had a breakfast, almost like 90%. Now it seems like a trend is that people don't eat real early, and a lot of people are planning a breakfast at this time of the day but haven't had it.
Really a trend.
I think it is. I think.
Yeah. I have time to ease into the day, so I take my time.
Nice.
What about weekends? Do you go crazy and make a big breakfast?
Flapjacks.
Yeah.
No, my husband cooks on weekends usually, and he's a... likes to make pancakes or muffins.
Nice.
Wow.
Now, Pam, I happen to know that you recently moved. Have you recovered yet?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, we're all settled in.
Oh, wow. Boxes unpacked and everything?
Oh, I'm quick that way. Very quick. Days.
So where did you move from, if you don't mind, to and from?
From Brainerd to Staples. We moved in actually to my husband's childhood farm home, and we're gonna help out with his dad in his older years. So
okay,
that's great.
What kind of farm is it?
What kind of what?
What do they have any livestock or?
Well, he's got 240 acres, and he used to have lots of livestock, but he's given that up over the years because he's 88.
Yeah.
But it's still lots of property to take care of and barns and all that.
So what, if someone's never been to Staples, how would you describe it?
Definitely small hometown. Chuck's from a big Catholic family, so I think he's related to about a half a town. So it's very close-knit. There's a lot of awesome things happening here that you don't realize if you don't live here. Sourcewell's an amazing employer in the area. Does a lot of good for the community. We've got the Opera House that's up and coming.
Have you been in it
yet? I haven't, and I'm going to make an appointment for that because you can get tours, and I want to do that soon. And then we have a branch of CLC here, and they have a really good agriculture program out here, and that's what I'm into. I love the gardening, so nice. I'm waiting for spring and the snow melt.
Yeah. Hmm. So we're talking to Pam Martin from Staples. She's our guest on What's for Breakfast. So your husband Beers Brew at Round Beers Brews Beer at Roundhouse.
I've been drinking already.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
At Roundhouse in Brainerd. Do you have a favorite? He's not listening. He won't hear you. Do you have a favorite beer of his?
Oh, I'm not shy about that. 46 North, it's his wild rice beer.
Oh.
That's
it's
a latitude.
Delicious. But I love them all. I love to try them all. They're fun to taste. We go to all different breweries and like to try everything.
And you, if I remember right, don't you have, does your son also brew beer?
Yes, he's in Aiken at Black North Brew Pub. He's a brewer there.
Hmm. So you're drinking a lot of beer, aren't you, Pam?
Oh, actually, less and less, actually, but I still like it.
That's good. So, Pam, why are you a member of Northern Community Radio?
I'm not native to Minnesotan, and KXE really made me feel at home when I moved here. It's a good way to know your community.
Well, thank you so much. Now, for being on What's for Breakfast, you do get a parting gift. John, take it away.
Homestead Mills, Pam, is our sponsor. Would you like wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal sent right to your doorstep?
I'll try the cereal.
It's in the mail.